90 Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, 90 Day fam? Welcome
Hello.
Back to another week of the 90. I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
We're a couple who fights. If that triggers you, please
we
do
don't
not.
Fight.
We fight
we
about
argue
90 Day Fiancé.
About 90 Day. Listen. This is weird.
What?
I feel like it's been like a month since the last time we did this, which I know it was only a week, which is to say I've been housebound too long.
Okay. Well, let's get you outside.
But
we have some quarantine lifting, so you can go outside and...
Too soon. okay. I had a question.
Yeah, what?
This is 90 Day. So... I think we talked about this before. You and I decided to do this the other way,
mm-hmm.
but there's also the...
Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With all that is going on in the world,
yeah.
why would you do two at once? Why not drag this out? Because you can't be filming right now.
But this is all the stuff that was done before.
Yeah, but like...
It's got to say...
You have to know about
it
now.
But it has to be relevant because the Instagrams are keep it live. They keep it like...
The cast can wait.
I don't know.
Least stagger it a couple months, and then we could do the podcast longer. This is the thing.
No, we're...
they can't be filming anymore.
Trust me, they will sharpen him. We'll figure out a way.
Quarantine, like
no, that Claps Back show, all this other crap they are pushing out into our face.
I don't watch that.
People
I need
do.
Straight 90 Day Fiance goodness.
Anyway, well. These people are back. Let's give. So let's. Do you have anything for your HEA corner? Christy, Happily Ever After.
You know, I didn't even finish the episode because I was tired. And I recognize that 2 hours is a long time. And we used to do the podcast on. It's a lot to just watch, but to do notes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like kind of like we're on vacation right now because we're just doing the 1 hour.
It does feel good to. Simply just
it really
scoot
does.
By for an hour.
It really does. I mean, Asuelo is a piece of...
Wow.
S-H-I-T.
Wow. Seriously, Asuelo.
Did you disagree?
No, he's just...
He's mad because he didn't get to go because so he's a 12-year-old boy.
I always defend
yeah, you do.
People... But,
you just fight me, like, for fun.
No, I really don't. I'm really just trying to see the mm-hmm. other side of the argument, mm-hmm. and it is that he's just basically a child.
He is, and she needs to leave him at home for 3 days, although, why would you? Because they're your
die.
Children. I don't think they would die, but he would be so... He would have to call someone to help.
I think he would realize... Well, I don't know if he would realize.
No, he probably wouldn't.
He'd be like, this is not my job. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Yeah. And he works at a yogurt shop. Part-time. Okay, so it's not like you're like the man that's bringing home the bacon. You are working at a yoga shop part-time. At least you have a job. I will say, have a job, but
trying.
You can help with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they make a living, quite honestly.
Cameos? I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I really love her, and I don't like him anymore. He is a big fat butt face.
All right, well, let's get into the shout out from Kelly on our Instagram. And she said that I need to buy a geography shower curtain so that I can learn where South Korea is and
I didn't
Iowa
read this.
And whatnot.
Oh my goodness.
It's not going to happen.
How did I miss this?
Oh, it just happened.
I'll buy him a globe.
Mm. I don't need
a map.
Globe. Anyway. Yes. anyway, so Vanessa in the Happily Ever After says that she was never Colt's girlfriend. She wasn't able to take him seriously. She's now seeing someone else, and happily.
The Vanessa's the one he had sex with one time?
Yeah, the one that's like kind of the main character with Colt right now.
No, she's no main character.
Oh, that Vanessa. You're right. Sorry.
She's the one Mama likes.
Yes, she's the one that's coming up
that
in this episode coming
he
up.
He had sex one time.
The one that's taking care of the cats.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
She's seeing someone else. She likes the bearded tattoo guys. Colt is jealous. The reason for him unfollowing and following her.
Oh, Lord.
Makes sense.
What this follow and follow. Come on now.
That's the way that people, that's the currency these days.
These people are in their 30s. Stop it.
That's going to be the way it is for the rest of
no.
life
no,
for these
not.
People. These people that grew up with the social media?
Nope. I grew up with a lot of weird things in the 80s and I don't do them anymore. Do I have a brick phone? Nope.
because technology moved on. But social media will be social media for a while.
Something else will come along.
Larissa hinted on IG that she is moving. She says she will miss Vegas. Eric, her ex-boyfriend, is also hinting he's leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. Are they together?
I think they're together. I think they may be moving somewhere.
How does she stay here? I'm just curious. Like, I'm not judging it. I'm just wondering, like, what is her deal?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. But she obviously is legal somehow.
Yeah.
And Jay from Jay and...
Ashley?
Yeah. Is opening up a tattoo shop in York, Pennsylvania. And then he's going to call it Jay Skins Tattoo.
Is it Skins with a Z?
Yes, it is.
Of course
it's got to be.
I didn't even know that, but I definitely knew that.
Do you know who his first customer is going to be?
Ashley?
Baby girl Lisa. Because she's from York, Pennsylvania.
Barf.
I'm kidding. I don't...
Is she from York, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. So anyway.
BGL. You need to get Baby Girl.
They're going to set their own YouTube show together because Baby Girl Lisa can't be on TLC anymore. She got fired.
Did she?
She said the N-word.
They're yeah, but like, did they fire her for that?
Yeah. She's like, no, we're not doing that anymore. Especially in this climate.
Did they do that? I hope they did, but I feel like they fired her.
She's trying to sue her. She's trying to sue them for her 5 episodes of Clap Back that she's not going to get paid for.
If they did fire her, I feel like, I wish it was for that, but I feel like it was for some sort of breach of contract. Like she's been talking nonstop.
I'm pretty sure in the contract it says that we could terminate your contract for whatever reasons of your...
But I don't feel like TLC is like...
Sometimes they enforce, sometimes they don't.
But well, I don't feel like they care about like...
I think they do care.
What's right.
Let's move on, because Jesse, talking about what's right and ethics. Jesse is visibly upset about Darcy getting her own show. He said she only had to manipulate 5 guys to get what she wanted.
5?
That's what she said.
5.
I said, where are the ethics, TLC?
Speaking of ethics, yeah. TLC. He Jesse, says, you're only relevant to anyone because of Darcy.
True story.
So just back
true story.
Up.
Claims that she owes him money. He said he's been a sugar daddy for too long. Now it's time for her to pay.
God. Listen, I'm glad I didn't know this before because you're getting my straight reaction.
The sound of is Christy getting triggered.
Mm-mm. This fool is...
Oh, boy.
He is talking about love at old folks' homes, okay? That's his job, okay? He is on television because of Darcy.
Yeah, well...
He needs to go away. I don't like him. I like him less than Tom. I even like him less than Asuelu. Right.
You're getting grumpy.
I'm very hard trying.
You didn't pay for that, though.
Don't grumpy, Tom.
All right, so Abby from Haiti, the one who...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember her?
Yeah.
She finally got married recently to her UK boyfriend and is moving down there to be with her husband, Lewis.
Moving down to the UK?
Wherever, up to the UK, I guess. Yeah, that would be...
Get a map.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding.
Exactly. I'm kidding. So I'm just... That proves my poor geographic... whatever. Anyway. Haiti to UK, yes, is north.
It's okay.
Anyway. Unfortunately, Lewis revealed that he has testicular cancer. Mm. And he's he hasn't gone surgery. He may have to do some chemo to prevent the spread. And they are trying to stay positive and hope to spread awareness about it.
That's good. I had a friend who had testicular cancer.
Oh, and man, I didn't play the...
It is...
I didn't do that. Thanks, Charles. Thanks, Betsy.
It's over. Talk about cancer anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not about cancer. All right, so I'm going to do the same thing as usual. We're going to play a little music. I couldn't decide.
Oh, by the way.
Go ahead, what?
By the way, Nick was saying, like, it's a lot of work to do this. Yeah.
Shit, uh-huh. Don't work.
And so I said, why don't you let me do the songs 1 week?
What would that entail? But
me doing the songs
how
one
do you,
week.
But you're just going to, like, tell me a song and then I have to go clip it and do
no,
all the work?
No, I would push the button.
I still have to get the clip. I still have to make the clip.
Couldn't I put it on my phone and like put it up to the microphone?
That would sound horrible.
Well, I offered to help and you were just like, you can't do it. Like, I can do it.
If you put your phone to the mic, it's going to be like buzzing. Okay. All sort of, no, this production value here that these people get
I'm
is because
saying,
of
I
my...
I want on the record, I offered to help.
Yeah,
okay.
I get it.
You may continue.
Anyway, okay, so I had a bunch of clips for this couple, and I couldn't come up with one that I liked. So I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I have three different clips. Maybe you can choose. I'll play a little bit of each one.
The same couple?
All for the same couple.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
I won't.
Okay, you got that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Same artist. Okay.
Tim and Melissa.
No.
Devin and Jihoon.
Oh my God, you were way off. Jenny.
What? Wait. That would be the.
The last person you think?
No. Well, Kenneth Armando. I would.
No.
Get angry music, but.
He's got he's still married.
But tell me what the, were those songs again? Remind me.
Okay, so it was like Lance Morissette.
Okay, I'm saying Melissa because he cheated. That song, yeah. Okay, or well, it's an angry woman.
I can't. Well, all these are angry. She's trying to get divorce papers. Jenny's happy to be back with her man, but he's like, well, show me the papers. She's angry. She's gonna leave.
This is it.
You should have had those papers ready for me.
You know what? If you can be married and the woman stays with you, you know you're in a pretty prime spot. Listen,
so I get tough time picking these songs sometimes.
I know.
One's a little off, I guess. But
I mean, you're right. Like
I get on like
Lance Morissette. It's not about cheating. It's just ex. So
I get on a mind track. Like my mind is dead set on okay, she's mad, and then I kind of go down this hole of like.
No, I like the angry lady music. Whatever. Okay, so Jenny and Smith. Okay, let's go.
I did come all the way back to India for the third time. I need to see those divorce papers.
Okay, so she's here searching for divorce papers.
This is the morning after.
Yeah, she wakes
up. They get to snuggle. She's like, sorry, the magic didn't
happen. Oh, time out. We have to talk about the lead up, the opening scene of Jenny and Smith. Where these two men are
fighting.
Like straight up. Like, it's a tussle. Like,
and they... You know you're in a fight when there is obviously a camera crew around and
you don't give a fuck.
Do not care. You're like, so mad like, you're going to tussle.
It was like I liken it to like a bar, not a bar fight, but if I had to like get somebody out of the bar that didn't want to get out of the bar, like I probably wouldn't rough them up that bad.
You wouldn't roughhouse anybody?
Oh my God. We've definitely grabbed them by the back of it and just walk them out. That guy pushed that guy over though. Yeah. Like, maybe like a drunk. I'm not really sure.
And then later, Jenny sees blood on the.
It wasn't blood. Pavement. It was just like a tobacco spit.
That's what Simon says. But you know, he's
gonna let his wife sit in front of blood.
It's not his wife yet. He has a wife.
Anyway.
And by the way, I love these two. But
yeah, we all know
Jenny.
That.
Come on.
Okay.
And you should have already done it actually before I came here.
Yeah.
Because I keep asking you and asking you, and still.
Jenny is a lot more patient than you would have been. You would have been no paper, no gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she shouldn't give him any steak until he hand her the paper.
No paper, no boom boom.
Yeah.
I need to see the paperwork. Not only for my family. They're mad at me for even coming.
She didn't even boom boom the first night when she got there.
She was exhausted because she flew 24 hours.
What about waking up in the morning? Can't get in the morning boom boom? Okay.
Without seeing those divorce papers first.
He don't have any.
But, you know, I took that upon myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I took my risk.
Calm down.
All that does is escalate. Look what happened to Brittany.
Calm down.
You tell me calm down all the time.
You don't ever get upset. Like, you don't ever you're never not calm. I fire up.
Yeah.
But
and you say calm down to me when I'm angry.
When I do fire up, it's like.
Yak, 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 man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was a little bit annoyed that she keep bringing up that she needs a divorce paper.
Yeah. Of course she's going to nag you because she want proof. She don't trust you.
What we can do, we can go together to the court.
That's what I want.
And you can see how hard it is, like group lying and just get the paper, not easy.
How long does it take
Robert
divorce
asks,
paper in India?
It may take anything from a minimum of 3 hearings or 6 months to 1 year.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Petition is filed by both husband and wife. So as long as 2 to 10 years.
He needs to pay $20,000. That's why I thought the thing was.
Kind of yeah. Now. But that's like settling
this time
between
I'm promising
the,
you,
the father.
I promise you.
He just needs
we
to prove.
We will
give
get
her
married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot wait to meet his parents.
Why?
Because it's gonna complete the circle for me.
Smith's parents?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do meet them this time around. Okay.
By the way, I just wanted to say Jenny looks great in glasses. I always like every pair of glasses that she has on her face, and they're always different shapes and different colors, and they always look good.
Okay. Are we good on these guys? You feeling good about these guys? Done?
Well, yeah, I already said, like, she says, this time, this is it. This is the last chance.
Do you think, so I don't think that this,
he's not lying.
He might not be lying, but I don't think he's going to be able to make it happen.
No, he just needs to be honest with her to say, Jenny, this is the reality. But he keeps stringing her along, like,
but will he get
someone else we're going to talk
will
about.
Will he get married in the 15 episodes that we get?
Oh, I hope so. Probably not.
Probably not.
I need a spinoff of them.
Scenes from... Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, you don't. They're not spinoff worthy.
Excuse me?
They're not spinoff worthy.
All right. Well, I like them, but I know. Trust me, this relationship, the fact that I am so pro, it goes against everything that I ever believed
exactly.
in my soul. And so this is a conundrum for Christy. Okay?
Scenes from the next.
It's been 4 years.
Huh?
I am trying to get separated.
Huh?
4 years.
Yours could end up taking 4 years also.
He's talking to his boy. They're on some kind of like foot paddle boat thing on the lake or something. And his
boy's trying to get a divorce too.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
4 years.
All
he's
right.
not trying hard.
He's not trying hard?
No.
Okay.
Siri said 6 months to 1 year. 4 years is extreme.
You fit me, tell me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last.
Baby.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Binyam? No? Come on.
Yeah, baby.
No.
Binyam is baby.
I know, but that's not, no, we're not talking about Binyam in Ethiopia. That's a Spanish song, Despacito. It's Kenneth and Armando. All right.
Okay. Kenneth leaves. He's driving 11 hours a day for 4 days from Florida to Mexico. By the way.
It's a lot of driving.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. This isn't
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
What?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay. It's not necessarily a petty corner, but it's a concern corner. I don't have a song for that. But Kenneth is driving with...
headphones?
Ear plugs in his... like.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think you're allowed to do that, are you? What?
Technically, no. You're supposed to not have the full. You need to have full.
Because what if a siren awareness. Comes?
You would hear it. I've like.
I don't think it's safe.
I drive my motorcycle with headphones in. Mm. But yeah, it's.
Okay, that's all. That was my only.
What if he's a cheap car? You don't have like MP3 player, aux cable.
He's driving 44 hours. He's
maybe he wants to listen to something like a podcast. Can't get into speakers. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if that's safe, but that's all. That's
probably
the
not.
Only negative I will ever say about this couple because I love them. It's
he had his
nine...
little doggy, the blind one. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Oh my goodness, I didn't write it down.
Oh, we got a little clarification on the nebulize. It means clouds. The noobs, right? Noobus?
Yes. So it's been 9 months since he's seen Armando. Then we go to Armando, and it's been 2 weeks since he told his family about Kenny and the fact that he's moving. There is the greatest moment of television in about a second. What?
You, because you hype, like, the way you, I'm used to it, because you think everything is the greatest of everything.
I do not think everything's the greatest of everything. I am a pessimist and a half glass
no, but
empty
you,
girl.
But when something happens like this
when
is
I
the best thing
when
in
something
my world.
Is good,
these are the best Doritos I've ever had in my life.
I don't like
this
Doritos.
One right here.
No, I don't like
you
Doritos.
Do that though. But anyway, whatever.
Okay.
So we're talking about Armando getting ready. Can I play that?
Yeah. Is it going to be my favorite thing in the world?
It's been 2 weeks since I told my family that I'm in a relationship with Kenny and that I'm moving away with him. And today's finally that day, and I'm super excited.
You know little kids don't know how to pack. She gonna boil all of that stuff up and just shove it right in that soup. Shit, she packed better than Ji-hoon.
Yeah, she packed very good.
She's good at folding.
Aww.
with dos papas.
Okay. I'm gonna have two dads.
She's gonna have the best life. Two amazing dads. They're gonna have so much fun.
Both really good people.
Oh, that's me smart.
Yeah. I think she's gonna have
gonna
an awesome
say goodbye.
Time wherever she's gonna be.
Okay, so can I talk about when they're packing? Okay. A couple of cute things. So Hannah's gonna stay back while Armando gets settled. Great parenting. Yeah, let me go, you know,
have some figure time, things out.
Get things settled. And then she counts like
days.
The days on the calendar. Mm-hmm. So cute. And then there was a heart on the day that she's going to go. Like, I'm goosebumping. There was a heart on her calendar on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the producer, how do you feel? Oh my God, I drew so many hearts, I can't even stand it. She said she's very happy because she's going to have two dads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
Dos papas.
I love everything about these guys.
All right, and then Mama comes out.
Virginia.
Saying goodbye.
I know.
So sad.
I don't want mine to leave the nest either.
Oh, for Mama.
I don't, sorry. This is bad editing by me again.
It's okay. But so she's saying it's, you know, it's hard to say goodbye as a mom. And she's also, she hasn't met Kenny. So she's like, I'm sending him off to like a person I don't know, which is hard.
But she's going to meet him in a week.
But
you gotta trust your kid's judgment, right?
Yeah. And he's not going to do anything wrong. But
we know he's not. But
dad's not there.
Yeah. Well, dad tending needs time to process and you got to respect
but
that.
But still, you should say goodbye to your son.
Yeah. But he's going to be back in a week.
He's going to be back in a week with Kenny. And this better go well.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
So they're picking up Hannah in a week.
Yeah.
So Sister Deborah, Hannah, Mom saying goodbye. And then it's just like this moment where like he's like really sad to say goodbye to his family, but he's so happy about his future. And that was just like a moment. Like there are times in your life when it's like it could be the super sad, but also super happy at the same time.
Yeah. All right. I think I could play a lot.
Where he's at mentally.
Don't.
He's still processing. I'm looking forward to my life, my future with Kenny.
Yes.
You know, I just can't believe that he's leaving everything he knows for me.
It's big. All right, scenes from the next, Kenneth and Armando.
It's just amazing that, you know, I'm here and that he's on his way.
We made it. We're in Mexico.
We both gave up so much to be together, but there's a lot we have to worry about. Being gay in Mexico is not widely accepted.
Right, yeah. So I figured the most of these kids' problems is going to be socially.
What kids?
These two guys.
Oh.
Two kiddos, these young bucks.
These youngsters.
Youngins.
The social piece, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Excuse me, baby.
Baby. Alright.
So, Ari
and Mama
arriving today,
mm-hmm.
and he is so happy. He's nervous because Mom's coming.
Janice.
Yes. So he. He stops to get flowers. He gets three little bouquets.
Mm-hmm.
Each one's $1.50. And I'm going to say this. He does, well, because he takes the plastic off. And when he gives them to her, they are, he like arranges the flowers. So they're not three separate plastic filled crunchers. He like takes, when he picks her up.
Okay.
Or he's waiting for her. The flowers are not in the crunchy, gross plastic. It's one bunch he's got in his hand, and he has his face really does look so happy to see her.
Yeah, he is. All right, we gotta do this.
Hey, bro, let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
You met me. We're together. We go on a date. We have a really good time. Actually, a few dates, you know. You like me. Official, and then you don't see me for 2 weeks, and I come back with all my dreads cut off, and I've lost 20 pounds, and I don't look, I'm still look fit and fine. I'm healthy, but
20 pounds would be a, like, you would be super in his
pictures.
Scrawny.
In his pictures, he lost 20 pounds. Okay. Like, it was a good amount.
Like that. Do I love you?
Yes, you love me.
Then I would be thrilled to see you, because it's been how many weeks? Two. They've been like apart for months.
Months, yeah. But yeah. Still.
No, it would be surprising.
Like, dreads are a big thing.
Yeah, and he looked different.
A lot different. A lot different.
But he's still adorable.
Yeah.
I really like him.
He's still, like, that's... You just don't cut... I've shaven my face and come to you and been like, hey, huh?
I don't like that. Uh-uh.
Yeah, do that times 20.
No, I think you just have to prepare someone. Oh, like, man, hey,
yeah.
There's going to be a day I know that you will not prepare me.
No, I won't.
You're going to be old man with a bald top of your head and dreads coming out the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, number one, I'm not going to have a bald top of my head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You see my dad? Yep. Pop-Pop's here. He has full head hair.
Okay. Okay. No, I love your dreads. I'm just saying I am preparing myself for the day
that
you shave them, and I will be sad because I will mourn them, but I will still love you. Now, your face should never be clean shaven.
I like it clean shaven sometimes.
Sometimes. He just looks so young.
It's good.
You're handsome no matter what, but you look like you're about 17, and I feel like a real creepy lady.
Anyway, so she comes, and they have the weird airport set up where the guest can't come close to the airport, and she has to come to them across the road. Oh.
When but he's so happy to see her and then her pregnant belly, and he's just so sweet.
Don't smash my baby.
He's excited.
All right, well, and I did have a little bit of a question here. Like, he's like, and I guess this is probably a slip of the tongue, but he said, don't smash my baby. It's their baby. Baby.
Care. She says that?
He says, don't smash my baby.
Well, I think that's sweet.
It's sweet, I guess, but.
And I've said that many a time
you
when I'm like,
definitely
my
that.
Baby, and you're like, it's our baby. Like, I know, but like, I mean.
So far, so good now.
I know.
What?
We haven't made it to the taxi yet. So
my mom. Come say hi to my mom. Say hi to mom.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. See right there, that's good energy
mom,
from
so
the start.
Cute.
That was a good hug.
He loves your hair. I love it.
I like him like this.
Yeah,
I think he
looks so clean. It's look lady for the baby.
Like he's ready to be a dad.
Bam looks totally different. Now he looks so skinny and he cut his hair.
Oh, he's skinny and he cut his hair.
If a guy loses muscle and he's skinny now, like he was big before.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to maintain.
Why?
Maybe he's busy. He doesn't have time to go to the gym like Sasha.
He's too busy making songs.
Hours. Yeah, baby.
8 tracks. Anyway. All right, so, yeah.
But, like, the mom, okay, so they hug, and it was a beautiful embrace. Mm-hmm. And then mom says, seeing him so happy is endearing, and it makes me love him.
It's good.
But she's skeptical, and she's got some digging to do, which any good mom would. Like, yep.
Janice is on the prowl.
Janice is going to, you know what?
So,
They drop her off.
Drop her off at the hotel. Ari gets a little bit emotional. She had like a panic attack in the car.
She's pregnant. She's been traveling for
overwhelmed 24 hours.
Many days.
Yeah, sure.
So they're gonna go see the apartment.
Which I don't know if that's a good idea. Like right after you hit the ground, go see the apartment right away.
I don't know. Are they? Maybe that's where they're staying.
Maybe. I don't know.
So.
Maybe if that's the case, then yeah. But
she hopes he understood her requirements.
So let's see what happens.
But I don't think he's met one of her requirements.
No. The colors are depressing, it's dark, and obviously it's leftover decorations from whoever is renting it.
What did you think he was going to do? Men don't know how to decorate.
Listen.
I'm a dude, I don't care.
What?
Her requirements were electricity, running
check.
Water, hot water.
Check.
Done. What is your problem? And you've been to Ethiopia before, because that's where you met him. So what were you expecting? I think he did a great job.
Well, she could decorate it.
I don't want that. I don't know. Wait,
he did. Other than the shoes in the bathroom.
What the fuck did you hold on? Let's keep going.
Well, she's a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
Bathroom.
Everything else is negotiable, but the bathroom is not negotiable.
He's like, yeah,
oh my God, I'm going to kill you. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, let's go see the bathroom.
I try everything. I want to make everybody happy.
I hope he happy.
happy.
It's fine.
What?
What? It's like a stinky locker room.
The shoes in the bathroom are weird.
Underneath the toilet, it was all brown and weird.
It's rusty.
So you're saying let's
my expectations. Mark your word.
You'd walk into that place and be like, oh, this is wonderful. This is a pleasant place for me to go. Do my things.
Okay, number one, I would have reasonable expectations. I don't know what she was expecting. Did you see how bed? The bed was made. It had like a headboard. Like, come on. It wasn't on a mattress on the floor.
Okay.
There's running water. There's electricity. There's hot water.
You want to have your baby there? You want to be in that place with your baby?
No, but she made this choice to go and have her baby in Ethiopia. And she's been there. So I just don't know what she was expecting.
Okay.
Like, his job is, he is a rapper. Right? We don't know what else he does.
I don't know what he does. But I'm pretty sure his feelings were hurt. Sucks.
I'm going to only give her a pass because she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you flew all day.
He's trying. He tried. Yes, he did try.
He didn't upset her. She got upset. He didn't do anything wrong.
Boy. I wish I could have this rationale and apply it to some of our arguments sometimes. Anyway. Scene to the next.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a mess right now. The conditions here, not safe for a baby.
Come on, Mom.
Ari to stay.
Babies are born there every day.
Exactly. How did that place get populated? Of course it's safe for a baby.
And she calls it a shit fuck apartment. I don't like that.
She did? Wow.
It was beeped, but yeah.
That's a little harsh.
I'm going to call back to this later with another couple, but I'll wait.
Charles didn't get back to the predictions this week, so sorry about that.
Charles.
The rabbit. Oh, wait. No, scenes from next. Is not. There's no scenes from next from this. Okay. So next couple.
The rabbits rush around the brush.
Where do you find this? That's Tim.
These are rabbit holes that I just crawl down.
I don't know how you found that.
Just dig and dig and dig.
Anyway, I don't really care for Tim.
Nah, neither do I. I was going to say that too.
I don't hate Tim, but eh. I've not bonded.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it'll spice up. Because I was thinking so far.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to think let's fast forward to the tell-all. I don't see anybody yelling at anybody.
Yet. We're only in week.
Maybe Brittany will yell at somebody. But you know, in the other episodes, or other seasons, Cast will yell at Cast, and they'll get in fights with each other.
Oh yeah,
there's some spicy balls there. There, I just think.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Anywho. So, Mama comes helps.
Mom flies in.
He's 1 week out till he goes to Columbia, and his mom from Alabama comes in to help out.
My mom offered to fly in to help me get ready for the move.
Nice. Good. Wow.
You're 34 years old. You expect your mom to pack your clothes?
Last year, Melissa had an opportunity to come for six months on her tourist visa. And the plan was to take that opportunity to buy a ring, propose, get engaged, finally.
And what happened?
A month, before she came, I cheated on her.
You couldn't even wait a month? Before she got there?
How you go to propose to cheating?
And now?
I slipped on a banana peel and my penis fell in a foreign vagina.
She had discovered by my social media something was up.
You didn't even confess.
So that's what prompted her to start digging.
Wait. Okay. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. So she was like, oh, something's up.
Once you need to go look in their phone, just trust that gut because you're right. That's the answer.
She goes sniffing around the social media.
Sniffing?
From afar. So she's not.
Yeah, she's not even there.
She's not even there.
This fool, it did not lock his stuff down well at all.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah.
He was dumb.
Saying she suspected something and then confronted him and then he admitted it.
Yeah, what's he going to do?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's a cheater. Oh, boy. And then now he thinks. which I think is a terrible idea.
I need to go there and...
I'm going to go there and then everything's going to be okay. Because she obviously has forgotten because she's brought it up on the phone call that we saw. She has not forgotten it. Mm. He talks... We'll get there later. He's at the therapist and he's like, she wants details. And come on.
The bad detective.
You need to...
We find everything.
You think she'll ever really be able to put it behind her, though?
I don't know.
Nope.
You know, that's the goal.
The answer is no, Tim.
Ever.
It's always going to be in the back of her mind. She's always going to think about it.
Women have a box in her head of dumb things men do that they never forget.
Mm-hmm. She's Latina. She will forgive. She won't forget.
I'm not Latina, and I will not forget. Nor probably forget. But it depends on the crime. But listen. Listen, 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 listen.
Okay.
Let's back up a minute.
What?
Mama.
Yeah.
First of all, I was like, okay, he admits what he did to his mother. He seems to be forthcoming with all of his friends and family about his cheating. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. But mom thinks Melissa is pressuring him to see how much control she has.
Nope. I don't think so.
Nope. I think it's his idea because he's trying to hang on to this by the skin of his teeth.
Yep.
And he, so mom is going to go with her best friend, Carmen,
mm-hmm.
aka Debbie. She's just being a Debbie. These moms are all going. Every single mom in this is coming. Think about it.
Oh, wow.
Except for Kenneth and Armando.
You're right.
And hey, I
mean, Armando's mom is there.
I would go, by the way, if Theo wanted to go move with some lady. I would. Mm. Well, I probably would try to go, but hopefully he would be like, Mom, I'm 34 years old. Let's stop. Because, you know, assuming he's just going to live at home until he's 34.
Well, that's
I'm just kidding. No, he's not. But anyway.
Okay. So.
And then mom's like, I know she's feisty. Excuse me, mom?
Are you defending all feisty women?
No, I'm saying what do you know? You don't even know her. You've just learned or you know that your son cheated on her. Who's not going to be feisty?
I don't think she's just learning that.
Okay, but to say she's feisty? What is that supposed to mean?
That she's feisty.
Maybe because her boyfriend
maybe
cheated
on her.
Maybe she
was feisty before, too. Anyway.
Boy.
He goes to Beth Ann, his therapist, later in the episode.
Who, can I just point out, has my work glasses.
Okay, nobody cares
about care.
You.
I care. Those glasses.
Okay, I get it. She has the same
glasses
as you. Glasses.
Got those it. Are my work glasses.
Got it.
They're pink on the inside, black on the outside.
She wouldn't even let me stop writing until I acknowledged that these glasses were the same one she has.
I've never seen it.
Anyway, what? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have anything. Go ahead.
Beth Ann is the therapist. And so they're talking and then come to find out, when he says he's moving, I'm saying that in air quotes, he's keeping his job and he's keeping his home.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not moving. He's visiting. He's going on a trip. He's not moving. Because when you move, you do Jenny. You sell your car. You cash in your 401k or whatever you have to do. You don't have a place to live when you come back. You don't have a job.
Yeah.
That's moving. He is taking a trip. Yeah, but don't call it moving then.
Well, yeah, because he knows that there's like a 65% chance this thing does not work out.
Then don't say you're moving. Say I'm going on a trip.
Say I'm trying
some
shit.
He's disingenuous and I don't like it. I don't care for him.
So his heart wants to figure. His heart
just feels bad.
Oh, wait. But anyway, his
sorry.
He's not into it. Basically, his heart wants it, but his mind is like, not sure. He's holding on to everything, like you said. He's only got one foot in. His therapist says he needs to be all in or nothing.
He's a grown-ass man. Like, figure shit out. What are you doing?
He's in prime time figuring shit out. Anyway, are we done with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last but not least.
I mean, Devin and Jihoon. But I love Alibi.
Yes. Jihoon is broke as fuck. And needs some money. So his wife and his wife's mom. Come and they moved into this shoebox of a house. That...
Well, it's not even a shoebox. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the house.
So, Devin, because Ji-hoon doesn't do anything, admittedly, she had to find them a place to live, even though she's in America. He and they go to South Korea. So she had to find a place on the Airbnb or whatever. And, like, let's be honest, everything looks better in pictures. So did he go and check it out?
Nope.
They just roll up, and it is in a very weird, like, part of town, like, okay, down this alley. Oh.
It's old. It just looks like the ghetto of Korea.
I mean,
you said it, Devin, not us.
She's not wrong.
Well, so, it might be, baby. That's what you got. You ain't got the money.
Dosela, let's go. Go inside.
So, hey, you never know.
On the exterior, the it looked ugly shady. It could be ugly, but on the inside, it was nice clean.
Okay. 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 I can work with this.
It wasn't bad.
It's furnished already.
This is really small.
Really, really small?
Well, Binyam's place was a lot better.
What was gonna be?
I'm going to say that. Binyam's place was, had a little love to it. Binyam got it ready. You know?
Are you kidding? I don't think Binyam did not get that place ready. No.
What?
The bed he was had nothing made. To do. No. What? I think there was like he.
Whose shoes were those in the bathroom?
I don't know.
I hope they were his shoes. If those are stranger shoes? If those are stranger shoes, that changes everything. If those are not his shoes, I'm confused.
I guess
we should look back and see if there's just man shoes or if there's like.
I think there's just man shoes. I guess did he move off of his couch into this place with his for the time being?
What couch?
He was staying on the couch with his brother's.
Oh.
His brother and his wife or something. I don't know what that was. But.
Listen, this place wasn't in a good neighborhood. I think that's more of the issue.
Yeah, it was not for kids. And
even Ji-hoon's parents were like, ugh, boy.
Yeah, what are you doing?
This is not good.
Right. Okay, let's finish the clip.
Inside doesn't look as bad as the outside.
No, the inside not look as bad.
There's no stovetop.
That's not terrible.
They don't have stovetops.
You see how little that toilet is?
My big ass can sit down there.
It's rare that you get... They got a lot of cooktops in Korea because of space requirement.
A cooktop doesn't... I could see cooktop no oven.
Like cooktop being like underneath the cupboard.
Yeah, she's saying there's no stovetop.
I know. No, like just bring the pot plate thing out.
Mm.
Put your pot on. Yeah. So, that was...
Then this fool, he's like, I'll find a solution in a month. And she's like, oh, hell no, I'm not staying here for a month.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you gotta, like... And then he says, I will do everything.
And you then said that before.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She said you would take care of things. A year ago, when I told you I was pregnant, you said you got it.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done?
Nothing.
Bub kiss. He is...
He says he's paying off his debt. But then...
Because he ain't working. So what are you paying it with?
He comes back home after leaving for a long morning.
He goes to get his wallet and he's gone for hours.
For a while. He comes back home and says, like, can we go outside and talk? And I go outside.
Can you look at me when you talk to me?
When you're in conflict, you don't stare at each other in the face. That's kind of an aggressive behavior in Asia.
I'm paying everything for marriage.
Really?
You didn't new house. Pay for that.
I'm very hard trying.
You didn't pay for that, though.
He admitted he's not trying.
What is he paid for?
Nothing for her.
I know you paid for it, and I'll pay it in the future.
If I would have known you didn't have money, I wouldn't have came here.
I honestly wanted you to come here.
First.
Oh, he wanted her to come back quick.
Hey, done defending you, Ji-hoon.
Just stay. Few months.
I will leave when my mother leaves.
Jeez.
Put your tail between your legs and run.
She's pissed. And
why
yeah,
does he keep
rightfully
lying?
So.
Does he think? I mean, obviously he's like a child.
Let's really boil it down to what it is. All these 90 fiance men are children.
But like, let's look at the reaction of Ji-hoon. Okay, so the apartment. When they go into it with Ji-hoon, and then the apartment with Binyam. Binyam is like, honestly, like, I disappointed her. I feel bad. And like, I believed it. Ji-hoon.
Right. He didn't do shit. He's just like, sorry.
I mean, he didn't
up.
Pick the apartment, but because he didn't get an apartment, so she had to.
Yeah.
And then he didn't go check it out? Come on. Didn't she, I'm sure, gave him the address, and he didn't know, like,
he's
oh, that's
terrified.
A, because he's a child and like
he doesn't know what to do. He's not gonna step up. He's just like
But he is. I mean, he will.
He's not gonna step up. She left. She left with the kids. She's in the States. Did not sign to come back into the Korea.
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. I don't like to think about.
Let's a dose of reality.
Live in the moment.
Stay on this.
No, they've had pictures together.
No, she is in the United States with the kids.
Why do you burst my bubble so many times?
Because somebody needs to bring you back to reality.
Well, anyway, I'm not like gonna live or die for these guys, but I just feel frustrated for her because like, and she's like very young. She's like 23.
Yeah,
she's got her shit together.
Well, shit.
Bad choice in.
She came back to nothing.
I mean, not. I won't say bad choice in men. Like he.
It was a mistake. He got nice sex the first person. Time. But she made another.
But like, they love each other. He just needs to grow up.
She told
mom and dad need to tell him need to stop bailing him out, giving him a dime, and make him like grow up.
Scene to the next.
I'm so sorry about me lying to you.
I'm finding out that he lied to me to trick me into coming, and that's not okay. I don't think I want to be together anymore.
Oh. You angry.
Mm-hmm.
Grumpy, no stop. No stop, grumpy. What's he say?
Don't grumpy stop.
I'm very hard trying.
You didn't pay for that, though.
Don't grumpy stop.
Don't grumpy stop.
Don't grumpy stop, okay? That's my new thing.
Boy. Anyway.
I love this show. With everything going on in the world. Everything is horrible.
Everything's not that horrible.
Okay. I think it is. And I don't leave the home. So, like, you go to work every day outside, which is terrifying. I don't. So, I work in my room.
Okay. Well, you should go outside. Take a walk. Get some sun.
Okay. But anyway, this is my little joy of the week. All right. This and Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton. Not my favorite.
Okay.
But it's okay. If you loved it, it's fun. That's what it's all about.
Anyway.
All right, guys. Thanks for a great week. And hopefully we added some sunshine to your week.
Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you for leaving a review on iTunes. Any feedback, welcome. And any one of the avenues of communication you choose to reach out to us. Have a great week. See you next week.
Bye.
That is it for us today.
Thank you.
And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. That's tomorrow and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.